You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we're talking about how I got labeled a Grinch because I don't want to leave the Christmas lights turned on all night long. I'm like, have you seen what energy prices are like these days? Jess wrote in. Jess, thank you for making me laugh. She lives in Loveland. She goes, damn it, you guys reminded me. I left my Christmas tree lights on when I just left to work. Not turning around now.
You got to get one of those smart outlets. I have mine hooked up to my phone and my Alexa. So all I have to say is, you know, Alexa, turn on the Christmas tree.
Oh, look at you.
I'm really high-tech, Dom. Yeah.
Kim from Broomfield. My husband's the Grinch for other reasons, but our lights stay on all night.
Okay. Darlene. I like Darlene's. She's kind of on my wavelength. She says, good morning, boys. The only one seeing them in the middle of the night is that thief that's deciding which house to break into. So if you leave your lights on for them, they can see all the stuff you got. Thank you, Darlene from Parker.
Becky from Thornton, where they eat their dead. Good morning, boys. My lights go off when I go to bed. Just got my electric bill. Holy crap. My lights might not go back on at all. LOL. That's good.
Yeah.
What you think about Delilah's note. Okay. She says, it's only Christmas once a year. Lights on, not only all night, but 24 hours. We turn them on December 1st and don't shut them off until January 2nd.
That's insane.
So that is, what, 32, 33 days, 24 hours a day of the lights on.
Never heard of that, but I guess there's those people out there that do that. Wow.
Quick call, and then we'll take some more text messages. Wow. I don't know. I'm curious. Paul, are you on all night? Do you shut them off? What's your story?
So I sent you guys a picture, but my process kind of goes with our theme. We have the Grinch theme this year.
Oh, I see. So you got a Grinch inflatable there, it looks like.
With one little strand of light. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, those stay on from about 5 to 9:30 on a timer, and that's the max, I guess.
I guess the only beef I have with this picture that you sent us, Paul, is the pumpkins you still have out front.
Those are now gone.
Okay, because I was going to say, you've got some rotten pumpkins sitting there, buddy. You're
We were feeding the squirrels.
Okay, bringing in the mice, as I like to say. We're bringing in the mice.
Using all the livelihoods.
All right, man. All right. Yeah, that's cute.
You're the best, Paul. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Jonathan says, lights all night. Chrissy from Littleton. We go to bed around 8:30 because we get up at 4 a.m. All lights out. She says, I agree with Jeremy. Safety issue.
That's right. Tom Lakewood, last one to bed, shuts them off. 10 p.m.-ish, including outside decor. 15 actual switches inside.
What?
Yeah, thankfully, three timers take care of those. So 15 timers.
Oh, wow.
15 switches on three timers? Huh. Man. All right. Man, send some pictures,
Tom.
You
guys, the fire.
Right? It is. It's like that scene in Christmas Vacation when she goes to the garage and there's like 40 things hooked into one outlet, you know?
You know, that's more true than funny in many instances. I mean, I remember a time as a kid where my dad had that kind of setup in the garage with what he did with outdoor lights.
That's my thing every year. I'm like, how many things can I plug into one outlet outside before it pops? You know, I'm always like, one more.
Yeah. Yeah. There are houses. We've heard about people who have, you know, they do the gaudy display. They want to, you know, they want to be the Griswold thing. Mm-hmm. And they have XL or some electrician come out and set up its own
like a little breaker box.
Breaker box. Yep, it has its own.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dedication to some damn Christmas
lights. I saw a guy on the news just like 2 days ago. He's got one of those ones where he's got, you know, the 500 things in his front yard and every square inch is decorated. And they asked him what his bill was. And he says he's expecting an $1,800 bill from the power company each month that he has that stuff on. $1,800.
How do you, maybe we better not talk about it. I was going to say, how do you feel about those houses? I mean,
we're honest on here, right?
We're honest. You know, and it's going to cost us listeners. We have people who say, I'm never listening to them again. I don't even think, I mean, besides the tacky part,
it's
I'm talking about the people. I think it's a desperate cry.
It's a look at me, look at me.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me. I'm more festive than you.
I am better than you. Yes.
I mean, you can be tasteful and decorate your home on the outside. It's great. But when you go Griswold and, you know, you're like, we love have all the cars drive by. It's like.
That truly is a center of attention thing.
It is. It's center of the universe, people. It's really different. There, we just lost about 12% of our listeners. We'll never listen again. Ted says, my thoughts are that my wallet will be in a better Christmas spirit with a smaller power bill.
Absolutely.
Pointless to have them on all night.
Absolutely, man. We're with you. We are so with you on the power.
Lights. I'm trying to understand this from Denise. Lights. That's when solar lights is the way to go.
Oh, they naturally just fade out in the middle of the night because they lose power.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at that. Right. Tom sent some pictures. He's the 15 switches on three timers. Uh-oh, he's one of those houses.
He's the house. He's the, yeah. Sorry. Tom, don't
so
be mad at us.
Sorry, Tom. It looks wonderful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Cute.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right.
Rob says, what's keeping them on 3 to 4 hours until I got my XL bill? Now it's just an hour a night. 1 hour a night? He's got a picture, too. He hasn't gone complete Griswold, but he's got a whole lot of those inflatable things in the front yard that are all lit up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like those either.
Yeah.
1 hour. All right.
Now, you are starting to sound more
My kids
grinchy.
Hate me because we've got about 5 or 6 of those inflatables, and I don't let them put them out because I don't like what they look like during the day because they're deflated, and they're just laying all over the yard like trash. They look like trash laying all over everywhere. And I was like, no, we're not putting those out this year. They're tacky. They're ugly. Oh, I am turning into a Scrooge.
You kind of
I am
are
a Grinch.
In the Grinch. You kind of are. I mean, I understand the thing. You know, Delilah said it's only Christmas once a year. But the problem with Delilah's argument is that the day is once a year. But with people a lot of times putting up their decorations in October through mid-January, you're looking at a quarter of the year. I mean, that's 3 months.
And honestly, anymore, it's people decorate with lights and inflatables for Thanksgiving. Halloween's a biggie now. I don't know if they're doing inflatables for 4th of July, but it's, you know, it's constant.
The big Uncle
now.
Sam out there
right,
or something.
Right. Statue of Liberty.
All right.
Big Better Call Saul.
Yeah, so it is, you know, Christmas is one day a year, but for a lot of people, the season is 25% of the year. They have, for a quarter of the year, they have their decorations up.
That's true.
So you can't make the once a year argument anymore.
Back to your situation, what are you going to do? Just leave, you going to sneak down at night and turn them off? Or I'm telling you, get one of those smart plugs and you can lay in bed and be like, click, good night, turn it right off from your phone.
I think probably what I'll end up doing is a mixture where most nights they go off at 10 o'clock and then maybe on weekends and stuff they might stay on all night. Just kind of a nod to both sides. I mean, she lives here too. I mean, she gets some say in it.
She gets
so.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, she gets Friday night and Saturday night. Okay. They get to stay on all night. How's all right. that? Oh, it's funny. Hey, thanks to everybody. We cannot reply to all the text messages because there's so many. But just know that we love you and we appreciate it. And here are more photos that people
Thanks for all the pictures too of your houses. They look lovely.